As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, November the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And if you're part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in the area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, firing up that chainsaw-like tongue for a Monday morning, well, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, you can send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas. AM 1610, Lompoc, California. AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. All that contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com. Precious metals this morning traverse a narrow band as the U.S. dollar index continues its rise. We'll go there, talk about that. Irish unrest escalates over Cohen's EU sellout. It's in the news. Israeli terrorist kills Iranian scientist. We'll go there as well. United Nations COP 16 underway in Cancun, Mexico. Well, all that's on the browser. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading off $2.10 at $1,362.10 a troy ounce. You got to like it. $1,300 gold is good to me. Silver this morning up 11 cents at $26.81, closing in on that $27 peg once again. Platinum off $11 in early trading at $1,635 an ounce, and palladium off $1 at $678 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,356.40 for a low, $1,370 for a high. But at $1,362.10, your gold is up year-to-year $185.40 for a 15.76% return on your investment. In Aurum, that beautiful, precious metal. London gold fix this morning. The boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, set the price at $1,360, and we're $2 and change above that now. The SPDR gold shares over the weekend doesn't appear to have dropped off any gold or added any gold to their electronic treasure chest. Showing on their website this morning, 1,285.08 metric tons in their holdings at $56 billion valued on State Street. We will be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Monday, November the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is William Roberts. Let's go back in and close out our market report in review. Out of New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, again, gold was off $2.10 in early trading at $1,362.10. Now, silver up 11 cents at $26.11. Platinum off 11 bucks at $1,635. And palladium off a buck at $678 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed off 95 points there at 11,092. The NASDAQ was off 9 and closing at 25.35. The S&P 500 closed down 9 at 1,189. Crude oil this morning off 89 cents at $84.65 a barrel. That's check that one out again. Just do the math for yourself. Those are 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, marketing as they do in Oklahoma at $84.65 a barrel. U.S. dollar index this morning up 32 basis points, kind of impacting the entire marketplace as the USDX, the trade weighted basket of currencies there. The ICE.com is a place you can read all about that. The ICE.com, the USDX up 32 at 80.70. In the Forex markets, of course, impacted by any move in the U.S. dollar index. The Canadian loonie off 11 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 97 cents. The Mexican peso drops down on the low side of the 8-cent mark, but we rounded up to 8 cents this morning. It paired off 28 basis points at 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning losing 99 basis points. Still exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.31. The British pound top in the list here this morning, but they're losing 27 basis points as well at $1.56 U.S. You're going to go over to jolly old England this morning. Expect to give up $1.56 for every British pound you put in your wallet. The Swiss franc at parity with the U.S. dollar, $1 even, bumps up 0.3% in early trading. The bond market, news and big news. The bond market stays strong in the news. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But the two-year, the yield on the two-year bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasuries, is 0.52%. The 10-year at 2.83%. And the 30-year near all-time highs here at 4.19%, at least all-time for a while anyway. It's been higher than that, much higher. But at 4.19%, it's in the news. Mortgages this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgages move up from 3.65% a month ago to 3.93%. So the cost of your mortgages, your monthly payments, they're all going up. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, I don't know why people bother with the 30-year, but anyway, some people still do. Banks like it. Brokers like it. I don't like it. Why waste another 15 years paying off that mortgage? Go for the 15-year mortgage, the lower interest rates, get it done with quicker. But anyway, for those of you out there interested in a 30-year mortgage, the interest rate moves up from 4.26% a month ago to 4.55% now, closing in on that 5% peg. The prime rate this morning stands at 3.25%. And for all of those gold and silver bugs out there, the gold-silver ratio is 50.81 ounces of silver. We'll buy you 1 ounce of gold. Lots happening this week in the economic calendar. This off of EconoDay.com. Today's pretty slow day. The four-week bill announcement will be out at 11, three-month bill auction at 11:30, six-month auction at 11:30, and James Bullard speaks later today. Tomorrow, we're going to be looking at the Red Book. The Goldman store sales will be out. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index, Chicago PMI Consumer Confidence. Big day tomorrow in the news. The motor vehicle sales will be out on Wednesday. MBA purchase activity, productivity and costs. Construction spending will be up on Thursday. We'll see jobless claims again. Pretty much a standard week. Lots of announcements coming up on Thursday. Another big week. And on Friday, the employment situation will be out, factory orders will be out, and the ISM non-manufacturing index will be out. So we have a very active week this week coming up ahead of us in the economics calendar out of New York City. This article off Bloomberg, Nicholas Larkin writing, always enjoy Nicholas's articles. November the 29th, new news out of Bloomberg. Gold may slide as a dollar rebounds against euro, limiting investor demand. So pay attention. Gold may fall in New York after the dollar rebounded against the euro, curbing demand for the metal as an alternative investment. Don't take it to the bank, Nicholas. That's kind of like George Soros' line. Anyway, the dollar climbed to a two-month high against the euro as European governments handed Ireland an $85 billion euro, as $113 billion U.S., aid package. All right, now there's going to be a lot more coming on. We're looking at Portugal as well, and then Spain, so all of the little pigs in the bailout trough. Anyway, that's impacting the marketplace. The U.S. currency has gained as concern that military action on the Korean Peninsula will escalate. All right, it's Kim Jong-il, you know, and his son Kim Jong-un up against Lee there. Well, anyway, it's all the best enemies that money can buy. The U.S. currency gained as concern that military action on the Korean Peninsula, you know, they're talking about Russia's, you know, backing up one side and China's backing up the other. And the other day, you know, China and Russia decided to trade in the same currencies. What's going on? It's a Ponzi scheme. It's all a smoke and mirrors thing, you know. Anyway, a stronger dollar is putting pressure on gold prices, maybe. Maybe not. Daniel Breisemann, an analyst at Commerzbank AG in Frankfurt, said today in a report, while prices may be supported by geopolitical tensions on the Korean Peninsula, which is making gold look more attractive again as a safe haven, quote-unquote, the aid package for Ireland could lessen this attraction a little. The Rothschilds pack in the bucks and the The people in Ireland burned down the house. Gold futures for February delivery lost $2.70, or 0.2%, to $1,361.60 an ounce at a.m. At 8 o'clock a.m. on the COMEX in New York. The metal for immediate delivery in London was 0.2% lower at $1,360.47. Well, anyway, Ireland bailout, let's get right to it. Ireland said it will pay average annual interest of 5.8% on the package. Of course, looking at the 30-year bond this morning at 4.19%, Ireland's going to be paying 5.8% on their package deal, you know, which breaks down into 45 billion euros for European governments, 22.5 billion euros from the International Monetary Fund, that would be you and I, and 17.5 billion euros from Ireland's cash reserves and national pension fund. European finance chiefs agreed that a future crisis management system won't automatically cut the value of bond holdings. All right. Wow. These articles just go on and on. U.S. and South Korean warships, led by the aircraft carrier USS George Washington, have begun 4 days of drills in the region. North Korea, quote, will deal a merciless military counterattack at any provocative act of intruding into its territorial waters, close quote, according to a Rodong newspaper commentary carried yesterday by the North's official Korean Central News Agency. The North's official Korean Central News Agency. A lot of open and transparent news reporting there, huh? They'll deal a merciless military counterattack at any provocative act of intruding into its territorial waters. I'd say, watch out. Kim Jong-il might be serious.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metal also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, we're seeing how this thing kind of goes from the local to global. As we look at the impact of the increase in the U.S. dollar, our frail economic system, the bailouts going on in Europe, Ireland, all the pig countries, and the agitation that's going on over in North and South Korea with the assistance of U.S. and Chinese and Russian advisors. Sounds like they're trying to agitate for another world war over there. We got a war going on two fronts, and we could easily be looking at it. Gold, China's gold margins in China. The Shanghai Futures Exchange will increase margins on gold, copper, and aluminum after the market closes today as the country moves to curb speculation and restrain quickening inflation. Gold assets in exchange-traded products fell 1.9 metric tons to 2,083.18 tons on November the 26th, according to data compiled by Bloomberg from 10 providers. Holdings reached a record of 2,104.65 metric tons on October the 14th. Silver holdings dropped 159 tons to 14,770.3 tons, data from four providers show. Silver for March delivery in New York was little change at $26,775 an ounce. It reached a 30-year high of $29.34 on November the 9th, and it's up 59% this year. 59% this year, figure that, against your 4.19% return on a 30-year bond. Palladium for March delivery rose 1.1% to $686.55 an ounce. Platinum for January delivery was little changed at $1,644 an ounce. Nicholas Larkin always writes a good article, writing a lot of interesting stuff in that one. Let's go on to the next one here. Wall Street shrinks from credit default swaps before rules hit. Now, this is a very long article. I'm going to go through all of it, but I'm going to just draw to your attention. Shannon D. Harrington and Christine Harper writing November the 28th for Bloomberg. You can find it on the webpage this morning. Credit trading and credit default swaps, Wall Street's fastest growing business before the credit crisis, has tumbled 40 to 60% from 3 years ago as banks prepare for new regulation of derivatives, all right, the derivatives market. The declines estimated by executives at the four biggest dealers of swaps means lower profits at firms that used to get as much as two-thirds of credit market trading revenue from the derivatives. All right? Two-thirds of the credit market trading revenue came out of this derivatives bubble. Moody's Investor Service says pending rules may translate into job cuts of as much as 50% in groups that trade the contracts. And that's not just 10 people, folks. There's a lot of people on Wall Street, a lot of people that work in New York City that would be impacted by this. Investors are avoiding strategies that contributed to $1.82 trillion in write-downs and losses. Oh, my. I sure wish Brian in New York would call in this morning. Brian was talking about the derivatives bubble back in the early 2000s. 2001, maybe it was even as early as in the 1990s, 95, 98, somewhere in there. I remember hearing him calling into shortwave talk radio, warning us of this, and no one listened. No one listened. Thought he was a Fruit Loop, but he wasn't. He knew exactly what he was talking about. He was like the watchman on the wall. Anyway, quote, this was a major profit center for a lot of banks, said Hal Scott, a Harvard Law School professor. You've got to throw in your expert say there, right? Said a Harvard Law School professor, who also is a director of the Committee on Capital Market Regulation, a nonpartisan group of academics and business executives that in May of 2009 called for measures to reduce the risk derivatives pose. Quote, it's part of a bigger picture. of reduced financial activity due to uncertainty and regulatory reform. I'm going to start naming some names. While J.P. Morgan Chase & Company created credit swaps in the 1990s as a way for investors to protect themselves against loans going bad. Get the idea what the credit default swaps are. Protecting themselves against loans going bad. Trading soared after the industry began developing standard terms by 2003. The contracts in which a seller of protection, listen carefully now, I read all these articles early in the morning, it's enough to make me want to weep, but we do this. The contracts in which a seller of protection money, the mob, the contracts in which a seller of protection is paid an annual premium for agreeing to cover the buyer's losses should the underlying borrower default, credit default swap, ballooned to more than $62 trillion at the peak of 2007 on a gross notional amount, no one really knows, so it's just notional, right? On a gross notional amount from $632 billion in 2001. Right? Or A. Bush's famous year. In October the 2008, Richard Fuld, then chief executive of Lehman Brothers Holding Inc., blamed his firm's collapse partly on destabilizing forces, including the escalating cost of swaps on the investment bank's debt. Hedge fund manager George Soros called the market unsafe, quote unquote there, unsafe, and billionaire investor Warren Buffett once likened derivatives to, quote, financial weapons of mass destruction. You see, we're looking at the airport for the weapons of mass destruction, but we need be looking at Wall Street. Unlike with treasuries and corporate bonds, dealers don't disclose historical trading volumes and swaps. The four banks provided estimates on the conditions they not be named. Always like to stand behind the curtain. That's the Joseph principle, the grand vizier in the wings. Derivatives are contracts whose value is tied to assets including stocks, bonds, commodities, and currencies, or events such as changes in interest rates or the weather, the host said in basic English. For the benefit of our European and Asian listeners. I'll say it again. Derivatives are contracts whose value is tied to assets, including stocks, bonds, commodities, currencies, or events, such as Zenyatta winning a horse race, or changes in the interest rate, or changes in the weather. Now, we're going to see, well, I don't know if I have it in my browser here, but we could go to an article on the Bloomberg website about the risk, I guess, the futures risk that Europe will have a colder than normal winter, and thus the rising price of natural gas, oil, and coal. So you would get involved in this derivatives business here and have somebody protect your risk, protection, you'd buy protection money, paying an annual premium of protection money against weather changes, of all things. Well, there's a lot more to learn in that article, but it's too long to read. Let's go over here and take a look at this one. The U.S. long bond becomes the bellwether as Fed drives the trade, right? As the Fed drives the trade, all right? Here, this is an article by Daniel Kruger, November the 29th. I don't know whether he has scissor fingers, but for the first time since the 1990s, the U.S. 30-year Treasury bond is becoming the benchmark for the world's biggest debt investors. That's why we give you the bond amounts every day. It's not just idle chatter to fill up time. All of these are some of the most important indicators that I know of to share with you on a regular basis so that you're all paying attention. The Federal Reserve plan to buy $600 billion of U.S. government debt will focus about 86% of its purchases in notes due in 2.5 to 10 years. So we're coming up from the 2 to the 10-year bond indebtedness, treasuries, leaving the so-called long bond as the security that most closely reflects expectations or inflation. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So once again, finishing out on this article, very interesting article, though, to read. Take a look at it. It's up on the up on the Bloomberg website. It's in regards to the bonds and how the bonds are going to play a greater role, especially the longer rate bonds, as an indicator of inflation and reflect the market expectations for inflation going forward, as they like to say. But let's go ahead and let that one go. Drop over here and take a look at Ireland. Ireland wins $113 billion aid. Germany drops threat on the bonds. Of course, we shared this on Friday a little bit from a Jim Corr. Was able over the weekend to go back and listen to his website and the radio address that he put out there. Very, very interesting, very appealing information that he put out. But nevertheless, there's a lot going on in Ireland. This continues here. This by James Nugger and Simon Kennedy writing for Bloomberg Today. New news. European governments sought to quell the market turmoil menacing the euro, handing Ireland an 85 billion euro aid package and diluting proposals to force bondholders to bear some of the costs of future bailouts. European finance chiefs, the rain starts to pour on the skylights over my head here, European finance chiefs ended crisis talks in Brussels yesterday by endorsing a Franco-German compromise. A Franco-German compromise. On post-2013 rescues, that means investors won't automatically take losses to share the cost with taxpayers, as German Chancellor Angela Merkel initially proposed, to the consternation of bond traders. The first test of the twin decisions came as markets resumed after trading speculation intensified last week that Portugal and perhaps even Spain will require support. German Bunds, Europe's benchmark, fell after the deals dampened demand for the safest fixed income assets. European stocks gained. Well, quote, here, well, we'll maybe see some relief in the markets, but governments need to show they're getting their economies in shape, said Axel Merck. Got to have your experts say, here he is saying it, said Axel Merck, president and the chief investment officer of Merck Investments, LLC in Palo Alto, California. Quote, people are now going to focus on Portugal, and it's probably also going to need some help. So we'll see these bailouts and all of that in the news for some time going forward. This article doesn't really have a banner, doesn't have a writer, doesn't have an author, doesn't have a source. It's just an AFP, it looks like. Article, let's see what we got here. Contact the reporter, Ladain Nasseri in Tehran. If you want to talk to somebody in Tehran today, you could talk to Ladain Nasseri in Azari at Bloomberg.net. The contact the editor for the story would be Meher Kamateli at mcmeiteli, Bloomberg.net. Well, they don't give us a date, but they do give us the author. Well, here it is. An Iranian physicist who was killed in Tehran today was working on the country's nuclear program, said Ali Akbar Salehi, the head of the Atomic Energy Agency. Majid Sahariari, or something like that, was one of my students for years and had a good cooperation with the organization, Salehi said, or told the official Islamic Republic News Agency. The Islamic Republic News Agency, quote, he was involved in one of the great projects of the organization. Salehi spoke after state-run media reported that a blast early today killed Shahriari. Oh, what a name. Shahriari. Yeah, maybe it'll go like that. Shahriari. As he was heading to his teaching job at the Shahid. You guys are really big on S's and H's. I don't know. Maybe it looks good in their language. I don't know. Anyway, excuse me. Shahriari spoke after state-run media reported that a blast early today killed Shahriari as he was heading to his teaching job at Shahid Beheshti University. The assailants were riding a motorbike. They didn't tell us what kind of a motorbike. Maybe, I don't know, it was a Honda. State television said on its website, accusing, quote-unquote, agents of the Zionist regime of being behind the act. So the assailants, apparently there was two of them, riding wildly on a motorbike, came up alongside the automobile and stuck bombs on the car. I think that's how they did it. Definitely an Israeli Mossad hit. Iran is under international pressure over its nuclear program, which the U.S. and allies say is a cover for building atomic weapons. Iran rejects the allegation and says it needs nuclear technology for other civilian purposes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said this month that Iran should, quote-unquote, know all the options are on the table to halt the program. All right? So here, Benjamin Netanyahu basically exercised one of the options, motorcycle terrorists with bombs. Wow. And they're feeling women's breasts in airports in America today? I don't know. Fereydoun Abbasi, a physicist who was at the same university, was targeted in another similar attack elsewhere in the city, the state-run Mayor News Agency said. State-run. He and his wife were injured in the blast and were taken to the hospital, IRNA said. The assailants, in both cases, used explosives that were attached to the scientists' cars by magnets. Wow. Said Hossein Sajedina, Tehran's police chief. Salehi, who visited the Abbasi in hospital, warned Iran's enemies not to play with fire and said that, quote, the patience of the Iranian people is limited. In January, another Iranian physicist, Masoud Ali Mohammadi, was killed by a remote-controlled bomb planted outside his home in northern Tehran. Iran's government then accused the U.S. and Israeli agents of carrying out the attack in an effort to undermine Iran's technological progress, including its nuclear programs. Well, there you go. Stirring it up. Stirring up the pot. We're going to come back to Israel in a moment. There's another bit of news from our intrepid researcher, Vicki Davis. Let's go along a little bit further here. Got this article out of my email box this morning. Rather interesting, rather short. Sustainability. This off the Missoulian. Sustainability. Communist-like views. Hypocritical. Posted on November the 26th, last week's news, all right? This is an opinion piece. When I was young, this writer wrote, growing up, the communists that were talked about were in Russia, China, etc. But now, it seems as though they are my neighbors. I never knew these communist ideas would come to America. I thought we had won the war against communism. Apparently, I was wrong. The battle is starting over right here in America. They're telling us that we're destroying the earth by using the very things nature provides for us to use. If God didn't want us to live in a wood house, he wouldn't have put trees here. They create all this controversy over the oil sand and transporting the equipment, but I don't see them leaving their cars in the garage. They tell us we use too much energy, but I can still see the lights of Missoula from Potomac. They tell us we're destroying the land by development, but I'm not seeing them tearing down their houses. They just don't want anyone else to have the same things they do, so they call it unsustainable. They tell us we're destroying the scenic Blackfoot River while living in their riverfront homes. Again, they can live there, but you and I can't. They tell us they know best how to use our land, so they pass more land use restrictions. They know better than you and I. They've successfully passed enough rules and regulations to pretty much collapse our economy. They've run out nearly every industry to save the planet, pushed our jobs overseas where there are no regulations. So, are they really saving the planet? Whoever they are, they have an agenda, and it has nothing to do with the freedoms and liberties that are in our founding documents. That written by a John Ployar out of Potomac, copyright 2010. Thank you, Missoulian.com. Here's a little bit about Janet, your favorite lady. Perhaps your lady, my lady. It's by one of our listeners. Napolitano halts shipment of packages from Japan as a prelude to civilian shipper ID lockdown. By Ken Adashi, editor at the educateyourself.org. Here's the article. For TV entertainment, we normally watch videotapes of Japanese TV sent to us by my wife's relatives living in Japan. We were just notified today from the relative in Japan who sends the box with the tapes that he couldn't send the box to the USA, but the Japanese postal clerk didn't know why when asked for the reason. We then took a look at Japanese postal websites to try to find out what's going on and discovered that Janet Napolitano, loyal minion of the New World Order takeover agenda and obedient lapdog to the Indonesian usurper in the White House, had set up new Department of Homeland Security shipping restrictions on November the 17th. Well, go on with that article right after these words. Stay tuned.
I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back to this article sent in by one of our correspondents, I could say. Again, it's Napolitano halts shipment of packages from Japan as a prelude to civilian shipper ID lockdown. All right? It's November the 17th, 2010 is when this occurred. Rather interesting here. Blocks the shipping of any non-commercial parcel, non-commercial, not in commerce, right? That'd be your mail and mine, into the United States that weighs more than 0.9 pounds. I guess that rules out me getting a pound of tobacco from Denmark, for goodness sakes. Without first supplying the social security number or the taxpayer ID of the recipient of the package. What's up with that? And it's likely that the new DHS shipping restrictions will soon apply also to detailed ID requirements on the part of the person sending the package as well. The writer continues and says, I'd predicted this scenario would soon unfold in a brief commentary penned on November the 10th. As a prelude commentary to a November the 9th, 2010 article written by Madhi Okathel titled The Parcel Bomb Plot, Al-Qaeda's Gift to Israel by Madhi Okathel. I suggested in the last paragraph of my commentary that this article posted at yahoonews.com gives you the story that you're expected to swallow when following this and similar expressions of media reaction, the usurper's administration will soon announce the solution to prevent the self-announced Al-Qaeda terrorists from sending any more printer cartridge bombs to any synagogue in America. Well, it's a lengthy story, and it continues, talks all about this idea, but that's what we need, isn't it? Restrictions on being able to receive parcels from overseas. What about all of the military? What are they going to do with that, you know? They won't going to be able to get their, you know, what do they call those things anyway? Fruitcakes. And we'll get a fruitcake at Christmas. Grandma can't send them any cookies. What, Nobody's going to be able to send their children any new body armor. No new handguns, no new rounds, no new clips for their AR-14s or whatever they use over there. Well, anyway, kind of interesting. Let's see what we've got here. Let's jump over to the COP first. All right, watch the COP 16 United Nations Climate Talks live in Cancun. This is off the, this is off greenfudge.org. Greenfudge.org. Wow. Greenfudge.org. Last year, with all the fuss surrounding the COP 15 and the UN Climate Conference in Copenhagen, I decided to follow as much of the talks and the things going on there live through OneClimate.net. OneClimate.net, a website dedicated to social action and discussion about climate change. And I have to say, I really liked it. The reporters did a fantastic job bringing as much news as possible, as fast as possible. Most of the actual UN talks were broadcast live, too. And this allowed me to understand how such talks take place and what they are really all about. Of course, this is the week. All right, this is the week. Today's the starting day of COP 16, the Conference of the Parties for the United Nations Climate Talks, Cancun, Mexico. Mexico. Starting next week, December the 1st, One Climate and TikTok. Tick, tick, tick. TCK will bring the same coverage of COP 16. The next round couldn't be starting next week on December. Well, yeah, it's December the 1st. All right, go with that. The next round of the UN climate talks, this time taking place in Cancun. If you're in a position to follow some of the talks, I'd advise you to do so. The live broadcast is not only interesting to follow, it's also interactive. Though an easy chat interface, you are able to communicate through an easy chat interface, you are able to communicate and interact with the reporters to ask questions and get some answers. And then they're embedding the system right there. Just thought I'd bring that up for you again. Let's go back and give that URL out one more time. It's oneclimate.net. You might check that out. Oneclimate.net. And look for live coverage of the Cancun to, in addition to having a chat room. Here's a little bit more. Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. It's a new broadcast on another network. Not going to plug that, but I will say that today the Senate should be voting on this cloture, closing the discussion up and going on to this bill. This is our Senate Bill 510 discussion, but you can find out some about it at the farmtoconsumer.org website, farmtoconsumer.org, or more preferably, you could simply look in your Rolodex there and contact your two senators, your U.S. senators, all right? And when you call their offices in Washington, D.C., ask for the aid that is dealing with Senate Bill 510, all right? Senate Bill 510. And express your displeasure with this idea of not being able to buy raw milk or decent cheese or not being able to share produce from your garden, or as the article we read the other day coming out of Canada, as they go under the same jackboot, that two people couldn't go together on a wiener pig, raise it up, split it down the back, and both enjoy some decent pork for a change, okay? So farm, again, farmtoconsumer.org. It's the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Looks like a very interesting website. They're actually doing something, and they seem to be making a whole lot of sense. Of course, that's kind of scary these days. So anyway, back over to this one. There's lots more news that's available for Cancun. Let's go over to here and pick on this one and just pick it up right here and see what we get. I'm just grabbing a link off of a Google web search. Let's see if we get something decent on this one. COP 16, United Nations. This off the EcoVillage Network Canada.cng. Let's see what they say. COP 16, UN Climate Change Conference, Cancun, Mexico. Let's see if we got anything. Event description. The latest news is that the event has been moved from Mexico City. Well, that's not new news. Anyway, the EcoVillage Network. Let's drop that. Go over here. Want to pick up this one. This is another piece of information sent to us by Vicki Davis. Very interesting. The Treaty of the People of the Americas. The Treaty of the People of the Americas. They sound like a bunch of Maybe we should all wear headdresses and live in teepees or something. I'm not sure. But this is the preamble. On June the 27th of 1990, an expression of the policies of the northern countries toward the south, the enterprise of the Americas Initiative, or the Bush Plan, was made public. Interesting, huh? An expression of the policies of the northern countries toward the south. It's all this about. It covers three areas: trade, investment, and external debt. All right? Once again, this is the Treaty of the People of the Americas. Wow. As far as the first is concerned, a policy of free trade has been proposed, including the United States' commitment to reduce tariffs on Latin American exports. On the theme of investment, the United States proposed the formation of an investment fund for Latin America and the Caribbean, administered by the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB, to promote privatization. In relation to debt, it proposed a small reduction in the external debt and the expansion in stages of official U.S. loans to countries that adopt programs of structural adjustment imposed by the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. Of course, you're supposed to tighten your belt, you know, at this time, while the United States continues to flood money like a fire hose around the world, including South and Central America. These funds are to be administered by a board formed by non-governmental organizations, NGOs, local governments, and the United States, intending in this manner to control and integrate the NGOs in the General Bush Initiative's proposals and to diminish their critical capacity. Wow, interesting idea, diminishing their critical capacity, just being wild, dumb, drunk fools with your money, I suppose. This initiative intends to reinforce the prevailing development model and the transnationalization of the economy. Long word. It used to be, I won a long time ago, oh, what was it? It was a spelling bee. Won a spelling bee in grade school. I was able to spell accurately, correctly, the anti-disestablishmentarianism. Anti-disestablishmentarianism, which I guess at the time was one of the longest words in the English language. Certainly transnationalization is approaching that one. With big social and environmental consequences, this process also undermines the organization of community challenges and strongly affects the possibility that local populations can, with autonomy, chart their own development course. Okay? It undermines the organization of community challenges and strongly affects the possibility that local populations can, with autonomy, chart their own development course. I don't know. I'm scratching my head. Does this thing sound like a good thing? Or does this sound like they're in there sawing away the props, the underpinnings of these local economies, countries, nations, tongues, tribes, and creeds?
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, November the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Just when you thought it was could never get worse, we get the Treaty of the People of the Americas coming at us and at us as we started in the last segment of the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast. We kick off the shoreline, as we love to say, and move into the second hour of today's broadcast, June 27, 1990. This treaty came into existence here, apparently. We reject the Enterprise of the America Initiative, the payment of the debt and structural adjustment. We commit ourselves to promote an initiative of the people of the Americas and models of decentralized development via the following agreements. Now, this is a treaty, apparently. We get involved with all of these treaties, but you know they just don't come out and tell you what you need to know. First, if you want to find out what's happening in Holland and Denmark today, you could certainly tune in and listen to Saul's radio broadcast. Let's see if I can click this over here and jump back to this one. Jump on that. Yes, it's http://// Solvinur. Solvinur. listen2myradio.com. Comes up at 1 o'clock. Saul is in our chat room right now. You might enjoy his broadcast coming out of Europe. Get the European spin on things. All right. Anyhow, back to our discussion. Structural adjustments. The financial policies of the IMF and the World Bank in Latin America since the decade of the 70s have been defined fundamentally by, here you go, the liberalization of deregulation of the market and of international trade, freedom for foreign investments, an increase in production in the export sector, the promotion of product specialization by country, the deepening of a process of impoverishment and marginalization of large sectors of Latin America and Caribbean populations, over-exploitation and contamination of natural resources, increase in foreign debt, increased concentration in the ownership of land in general. There has been a transnationalization of economies in which the basic necessities of people have been put to the side. Similar policies have been implemented in the United States and Canada with many of the same grave results. God, they knew about this stuff 25 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, since the 70s. And we're still reacting to it? I guess we found the agenda. Therefore, we take on the commitment to disseminate information. Never take any action. You know, as we say on this broadcast, knowledge is power. That's the truth. But knowledge is power. Full only when it's combined with action. It's not sufficient to know a thing. You must do the thing. All right? And then be careful. Because if knowledge is power, and if power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, then we must ask ourselves, do absolute knowledge corrupt as well? Absolutely. Too much time spent on your keyboard and not enough time becoming vocal local right where you are can be your undoing. The liberalization, again, of national economies to prevent an integration not directed towards a model of sustainable development. I'll say it again, to prevent an integration not directed towards a model of sustainable development. This is in 1990. This is 2 years before the Earth Summit, by the way. From exerting a downward pressure on the salaries, health, and rights of workers, and on the protection of the quality of the environment, and to ensure that the people of each country do not lose control over their local resources and their right to make decisions about their own economy, we reject proposals for free trade and integration that do not ensure protection and improvement in the areas of labor, the environment, and citizen control. I don't know. Is your head spinning? I was reading this earlier today. Mine certainly was.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So this is the sort of stuff, you know, that just keeps you awake at night looking at it and reading it and trying to figure out what is being said here. What kind of a treaty do we get involved with? Let's continue a little bit along the same. The mechanisms of structural adjustment, the external debt and the internal international financial system have generated the net transfer of resources, natural, financial, human, and energy related, from the south to the north, as well as the aggressive inverse transfer of environmental technology from the enriched countries of north to the impoverished countries of the south. This not only limits the possibilities for development that is autonomous and harmonious, but it also attaches countries to the predominant development model. With it comes the intensified destruction of nature and the marginalization of the important sectors of the population of third world countries. Don't sound like they really like this treaty, but they're signing it. What?
have gone over the deep end here. Point number 11. It is therefore necessary that the system as a whole, and in particular its central agents, provide restitution for this growing debt to the biosphere, the effects of which vitally alter the quality of life and the capacity to sustain it. We commit ourselves, 12 here, to work for the international recognition of ecological debts. We commit ourselves to work for the international recognition of ecological debts. At the same time, we commit ourselves to a recognition of the ecological creditors, ethnic groups, communities, countries or regions affected by the exhaustion of resources, the ecological debtors responsible for environmental and social deterioration, and the necessity of applying measures of ecological adjustment, necessary modification and changes in the present patterns of production and consumption, so that causes of devastation and contamination do not continue to be taken. We must demand that governments and national and transnational enterprises correct the environmental degradation that they have caused and provide economic compensation for the damage. I don't know. Al Gore circling around this little village with his broom or something. Sounds like the beginning of a carbon credit scheme. Sounds like the beginning of Agenda 21, continuing cultural diversity. The diversity of cultures and civilizations is a characteristic of the Americas, which for 500 years have been suffering a violent process of homogenization. Wow. My own terminology here. Suffering a violent process of homogenization and the disappearance of cultures that is associated with a shameful fall in the quality of life and the environment. We take the commitment to fight for the defense of the cultural diversity and for the civilization of our peoples as they crowd across our southern border, promoting through education profound respect for our differences and valuing not only the original cultures of America, and here they say Amerindian, African, and European, but also ethnic groups and their racial mix and culture, as well as biodiversity. Interesting stuff going down here in this little document. Some alternatives. We will fight so that the transfer of technology is oriented towards sustainable development. Must I remind you, this is still 2 years in advance of the Rio Declaration. We will fight so that the transfer of tech... I don't know, was Peter D. Sutherland somewhere in the background here? Where is the Grand Vizier in this treaty? Where is Joseph? We will fight so that the transfer of technology is oriented towards sustainable development, and so that the practice of transferring dirty technologies to the third world is suspended. I guess they won't have any pole dancing in Rio. We will promote the design and dispersal of clean technologies, like papal indulgences and the Virgin Mary and that sort of thing. We will promote the design and the dispersal of clean technologies appropriate to the ecological, social, and cultural condition of each country. We will support urban and rural micro-industry and the development of small producers as the basis of a new model development that is multiple and diverse, integrated, community-controlled, self-managed, and consistent with the environmental and social diversity of our people and their localities. This is as globalism transitions from global to local. We become vocal, local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are. And this written so long ago by people with degrees. And we will promote in all cases the economic and social equality and advancement of women and minorities. That's women, children, and indigenous people. The social and environmental realities of the Latin American countries have many similarities, including the level of their social and economic structures, which is something to short of peasantry. The NGOs of these countries have not developed joint and integrated actions to confront the problems. In the same way, the relation among these NGOs, the social movements, and the indigenous peoples of North America and Latin America and the Caribbean have been weak, failing to utilize the enormous potential of interchanges of experiences and support. I'm reading this entire treaty to you, one last sentence. We thus commit ourselves to increase communication of our experiences, to expand our sharing of information, to develop mechanisms of solidarity and joint action, and to link organizations in the search for decentralized forms of ecologically sustainable and socially just development, and for a profound democratization of our societies. As Woodrow Wilson said, making the world safe for democracy. Well, there you go, Dorothy. Rather interesting and interesting indeed. Let's go over here and take a look at another one. I don't know, you know, I read these sorts of things, and it just helps you to understand a little bit more about what we are experiencing when we look into something like Agenda 21. Let me see if I can find this one. Rejection of the American initiatives. Oh, another one. Let's see. More cesspools. Things that Vicky sent me. Pretty deep. Pretty deep. This is the one I was looking for right here. Another unusual find. Ms. Davis. You can find Vicki Davis' website at www.channelingreality.com. She puts out all kinds of interesting stuff. This legislation, H.R. 7177, passed both the houses and was signed by the president, became public law 110-429 on 10-15-2008. This would be a Jorge Bush extravaganza. Title II, United States Arms Export. So, well, we're being asked once again to tighten our belts, you know, get rid of your Medicare Part A and Part B, get rid of your social safety nets, get rid of your Social Security, buy state, you know, sponsored insurance for medical care. We keep doing things like this. Section 101, assessment of Israel's qualitative military edge over military threats. We're going to find out a little bit about some of the money that gets siphoned out of the United States to support Israel.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so just a little deeper into this Naval Vessel Transfer Act here, sent to me by Vicki Davis. Her website is www.channelingreality.com. Rather an interesting little bit of writing here. Again, this is Title II, United States Arms Export, Section 201, Assessment of Israel's Qualitative Military Edge Over Military Threats. You know, they have to have more motorcycles and magnetic bombs so they could kill off more Iranian nuclear scientists, you know? And the United States underwrites this sort of nonsense. Assessment required. The president, that would be Jorge Bush, shall carry out an empirical and qualitative assessment on an ongoing basis of the extent to which Israel possesses a qualitative military edge over military threats to Israel. I don't know whether we've got a kind of a deal like this going with the Saudis, as well as the Iranians, too. But we certainly have one here, black and white in our eyes, is how Anthony likes to say, verifying this generosity to Israel. The assessment required under this subsection shall be sufficiently robust. Is that word again, robust? Not the same as fondling bus at the airport, but sufficiently robust. It was a woman with a very sufficiently robust bosom that was fondled at a TSA. She was picked out of the line just because of her breast size. Wow. Anyway. Shall be sufficiently robust so as to facilitate comparability of data over concurrent years. B. The use of assessment. The president, that would be Jorge Bush, and the usurper now, the president shall ensure that the assessment required under subsection A is used to inform the review by the United States of applications to sell defense articles and defense services under the Arms Export Control Act, 22 U.S.C. 2751, etc., to countries in the Middle East. Countries being plural there, that would probably be Defense Arms Export Control Act, to Iraq, to Afghanistan, Balochistan. That's a very interesting place, brought to our attention last evening by Michael Vail on his broadcast, The Vantage Point, which made me immediately find out about Balochistan, who I never heard of before in my life, the westernmost portion, I guess you could say, of Pakistan. Very interesting. Went in there and scoured all around on it. Hal Anthony would probably love that site. You could get mining leases and mining opportunities and extended mining applications for pennies, thousands of hectares reserved for you for under $100 U.S. Wow, I was surprised to see how far the dollar could go in Pakistan. Anyway, defense services under the Arms Export Control Act to countries in the Middle East. H. Certification requirements relating to Israel's qualitative military edge, right? Israel's qualitative military edge. That's what we're working on over there. Keeping our Hebrew friends and Ashkenazim safe. One, in general, any certification relating to a proposed sale of export of defense articles or defense services under this section to any country in the Middle East other than Israel shall include a determination that the sale or export of the defense articles or defense services will not adversely affect Israel's qualitative military edge over military threats to Israel. So I guess when we sell things to the Saudis, we'll sell them all of the stuff that was in string B. We'll sell them all of the things that are slightly defective, slightly less powerful. Okay? We'll sell them all of the ammunition and munitions that have duds in every box, right? Like a bad experience on the 4th of July. Qualitative military edge defined. That's enough. In this subsection, the term qualitative military edge means the ability to counter and defeat any credible conventional military threat from any individual state. So why would we sell arms to Saudi Arabia or the United Arab Emirates or any of the others over there in the near and Middle East? Why would we sell anything to them if they knew about this in advance? They would know that everything that we sold to Israel would have a competitive edge. Wow. You know, the other side's got a sword that's 9 inches longer than yours, and you're both buying your swords from the same sword maker. You might try and look for the Rothschilds in the background. But anyway, back to this again. It says, in this subsection, the term qualitative military edge means the ability to counter and defeat any credible conventional military threat from any individual state or possible coalition of states or from non-state actors while sustaining minimal damages and casualties through the use of superior military means possessed in sufficient quantity, including weapons, command, control, communication, intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance capabilities that in their technical characteristics are superior in capability to those of such other individuals or possible coalition of states or non-state actors. Wow, you have got to go to school for a long time to craft a sentence that long. Continuing, Section 202, Implementation of Memorandum of Understanding, this would be an MOU, with Israel. In general, of the amount made available for fiscal year 2009 for assistance under the program authorized by Section 23 of the Arms Export Control Act, 22 U.S.C. 2763, commonly referred to as the Foreign Military Financing Program. Why are we involved in a foreign military financing program while we have tent cities along the highways of America? Someone please enlighten me. The amount specified in subsection B is authorized to be made available on a grant basis for Israel. Grant, yes, out of your pocket and mine. Here you go, our Ashkenazim friends. Blow hell out of your neighbors. You have the competitive advantage. Computation of amount. The amount referred to in subsection is the amount equal to the amount specified under the heading Foreign Military Financing Program for Israel for fiscal year 2008 is plus $150 million. $150 million. Well, my. And, you know, we give them that money, then they turn around and I guess then they're supposed to buy things from, you know, Hewlett-Packard and Lockheed Martin and Boeing and things like that. And then they turn around and blow hell out of their neighbors with it. Or they just warehouse the material as an advance guard camp for America or other authorities. Well, anyway, to the extent that the government of Israel requests the United States to provide assistance for fiscal year 2009 for the procurement of advanced weapons systems, amounts authorized to be made available for Israel under this section shall, as agreed to by Israel and the United States, be available for such purposes, of which not less than $670,650,000 shall be available for the procurement in Israel of defense articles and defense services, including research and development. The procurement in Israel. I guess this is a buyback program, 5-to-1. But we give them the money that we're then going to get. Wow, I don't understand how this works. Disbursement of funds. Amounts authorized to be made available for Israel under this section shall be disbursed not later than 30 days after the date of the enactment of an act, making appropriations for the Department of State foreign operations and related programs for fiscal year 2009 or October 31st, 2008, whichever occurs later. That's your money at work, folks. That's your money at work. Buying the best enemies and friends that money can buy. We talked a little bit about earlier in the broadcast this idea of sustainable food. All right, the idea of getting involved with the it's Senate Bill 510. Call your senators. Just say no. Become vocal local today. Give it a try. You'll have fun doing it.
Talk radio online worldwide at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And your calls are certainly welcome at 866-841-1065, or if you happen to live in the Austin, Texas area, 512-904-8014. Let's go to our call and welcome a Voice Over Internet Protocol caller. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, my name's Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Mike, yourself?
Yeah, I'm just reading all these headlines right now with the WikiLeaks nonsense and now. There were two nuclear scientists killed in Iran this morning. They admit to enriching uranium. I mean, what do you make of all this? This is just, it just sounds like they're building up to something here.
Well, they're building up to World
War. And I guarantee you.
They're building up to World War III, at least if the Christian and Israeli Zionist community can get what they want. They'd like to have us in another war, especially if they can develop a war on two fronts. You know, if they can get us going over in North and South Korea again and revisit the work that was left undone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the last time around.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and then
what's going on over there, too.
Absolutely, you know, and just the other day we heard about, you know, China and Russia shaking hands and deciding to quit using the U.S. dollar, so that sets them apart from us.
Right.
And then you've got the nuclear endeavors that the Iranians are trying to do so that they can create nuclear power plants in their country, and who could fault them for that? But, of course, they're being blamed by the international community as getting ready to build nuclear.
Well, no,
go ahead.
There were two scientists killed this morning, and I guarantee you it was Mossad that did that.
Well, yeah, I read
but
the article.
It just seems, it just seems everything is like coalescing at a point right now. And then, I mean, is this all a diversion to take our mind off of the financial meltdown throughout
all Europe?
Thank you. It's like overload, you know. It's like diversion. There's diversion. It seems to be everywhere you go right now.
Well, we don't spend millions and millions of dollars building, as I like to say, the best enemies that money can buy for nothing. When you've contributed so much to Israel's economy, when you contributed so much to North and South Korea's economy, when you contributed so much to Russia and to China. You know, when you have to call in your chits, you call in your chits, and so they'll perform a little dancing act, dog and pony show, you know, and they create all of the diversions that we need to have so that we forget all about the foreclosures, we forget all about J.P. Morgan Chase, giving out, loaning out, selling out 100-1 on their silver holdings, etc. You know, all of the financial
bailout to Ireland.
Yeah, the bailouts to Ireland, one coming to Spain, one already happened in Greece, and the
Portugal is next.
Yeah, you got the pig countries, you know. So, and then we've got this Cancun climate change. I mean, you're not talking about that. Nothing on Bloomberg about the climate change.
I did read something about that. They're having a little meeting down there, aren't they? Trying what? I thought climate change was dead, but here we are. We're going to have this little get together.
Well, they tried to have a climate change convention, you know, last year, COP15 in Copenhagen. Everybody brought their parka, you know, so they could emulate, you know, global warming. But this time they're all down there with bikinis in Cancun. I guess it's a little more, feels more like global warming if you're in Cancun.
Let's not forget, S-501, is going to be scooted through today. Yep. Also?
Well, I don't know whether it will make it through today or not, but the vote for cloture will happen, or most likely, and that this will then be out on the floor, and then they'll have a limited amount of time that they can vote on it. It might go through. I don't know. I would hope that people would understand how serious this is, and if you don't understand it, folks, you can go to farmtoconsumer.org, farmtoconsumer.org, and look at that website, the Legal Defense Fund, get some ideas in your mind about it. You can also read the legislation just simply by going to thomas.gov, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, thomas.gov, and then just type in SB 5105, or it's 510, is it? And you can look that up on there. You can read get the black and the white in your eyes and read the bill, the legislation. But, yeah, can't forget that either. It's on the deck. So it really is convenient.
Yeah, I mean, Will, Will, doesn't it just seem like we're getting pounded from all sides, like, at one point in time right now? I mean, it's just like... there's so many things going on. I can never recount a time where just getting bombarded from all sides here. And, you know,
well, it's estimated that this is the death of 1,000 cuts. Okay. There's no way that you can go around and do triage on this many cuts and survive the incident. So, this is what they're basically doing is they're slashing us, you know, viciously with their knife, you know, trying to slaughter the bull, you know, and get an artery here, but they haven't been able to open one yet. But they very well may. But again, we understand it's the magician trick. It's the old Kabbalist, you know, doing it one more time. The old alchemist, we can hear one more time. And we just need to be resolute, strong, vigilant, be able to cut through the chaff and try and, you know, get to the real kernel of the wheat and expose it. I think the biggest thing that's going on the planet right now is this derivatives unwinding and the credit default swaps and the mortgage foreclosures. All of that right there is the unending of the financial basket, you know, internationally.
Well, there's also with the commercial mortgage banks or the commercial loans that need to be rolled over between now and 2015 is like $1 trillion.
Yeah, and then there's the municipal bond market that's out there that's imploding at the same time. And yet, you know, we keep hearing about all of the budget, but we never talk about the sovereign wealth funds. You know, there's plenty of money out there. It's just that it's not available for anybody to put their hands on. They're killing us. They've turned off all of the taps, and they're making the people clamor, making the people clamor for help. You know, they're going to Uncle Suck and saying, give us a teat. Well, it's going to be the hind teat, and it's going to be a new monetary system, and get ready for it because it's in the wings.
I live in New York, so I understand about budgets being blown out. You know, California, obviously, number one.
Yeah.
I think New York is number two. Illinois is in there somewhere. Michigan following. That once that starts, that's going to be the domino effect in the states here. And, you know, it's going to be like, you know, can they bail everybody out? I mean, everything's a bailout now.
Well, it's not possible, Mike, to do that. You know, it's not possible to continuously bail all these people out because, as we've started to see already, the Federal Reserve note, you know, this is no longer a monetary policy issue. It's no longer something that can be repaired by A, either increasing or decreasing monetary supply, or B, increasing or lowering the interest rates. This house of cards is so exposed and so fragile at this point that implosion is, in my opinion, the likely very next step. And in fact, I think we're in the implosion, and we just haven't had our hair blow back yet as it blows over our houses, you know. But we're in this. And so it's not so much that, you know, this is the domino effect. If this was the domino effect, half of our dominoes have already fallen. It's just that we don't feel the impact quite yet. But we're only in the first month, I think, or the second month of this new fiscal year. I mean, once we go past the Gregorian calendar new year and go deeper into this first quarter of 2011, the fiscal year, I think that we'd probably see some major action happening in the news. But they've got to get us through this holy day period so that the merchants can extract everything from, you know, Sally Soccer Mom and the Suck UV crowd. They want to go get their big TVs and all that stuff. They got to sell and dump all this merchandise right now, but they'll bring out the bad news right after the new year.
No, absolutely. I agree with you on that point. It's just, from where I'm sitting right now is, you know, I tend to keep up with most news points, very current on everything. And plus I read both sides of the story, you know, because that's the only way you're going to get your own developed opinion. And it just seems like today is like a day where it's just raining left, right, and center. I mean, it's just
well, have you
incredible
noticed, have you noticed, Mike,
on
in your news gathering, Mike, have you noticed that most of the news, like, for instance, I go to the Bloomberg website every single morning. I mean, this is my number one source for the daily news that we discuss. And so I go up on the Bloomberg website, but what I see coming out of Michael Bloomberg, you know, in New York City, as I like to call it, is that there is...
Yeah, I don't trust him.
I wouldn't either. He paid $200 million for his mayorship. You know, you go up on Wikipedia, look at his bio, Mike. On Wikipedia, you'll see down there.
Can I give you a site to go to that is unbiased and pretty much straightforward. It's called ZeroHedge.com.
Yeah, I've been aware. I'm aware of them, you know, and so that's another place. But anyway, going up to Bloomberg, what I always find is everything is about Europe, everything is about Asia, everything is about South America, Central America.
Yeah, nothing about New York State.
Nothing about America in it. Well, hey, thanks for the call. Good call.
How about New York State?
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And responding to a comment in the chat room and a good call. Thanks, Mike, calling from New York. Appreciate the call. Responding to a comment in the chat room from Decoder. He says, Mount St. Helens back in 1981 put out more gases and particulates in the atmosphere. The man has done his whole experience on Earth with one eruption. All right. And at the same time, I was there, living there at the time, you know, backpacking, mountain climbing, and so on and so forth in the Alpine Lakes Wilderness area and other places in the Cascades, the peninsula, and up in the southern Canadian Rockies. And I can tell you this, Mount St. Helens was a godsend. It was great. It was fantastic. There's nothing better than volcanic ash and lots of it to rejuvenate the soil and all of that. So even though the fellow near the lake, Spirit Lake, died, he decided he'd rather just die with his cabin and his lakefront spot up there than to abandon it. And even though he perished in the incident, you know, it wasn't such a bad thing. So for all the hanky-wringers out there, you know, yeah, man-made global warming. Number four, chapter 14, Agenda 21, proposing sustainable agricultural and rural development. Again, Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. It's farmtoconsumer.org. You can find out about what's going down with this health bill, this food bill today, and follow up on that. Senate bill, what is it, 510? But I like to go right back to the book. And we read the treaty, all right? We read the treaty. In 1990, 92, they put this out. This is the Earth Summit, Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action from Rio de Janeiro, Program of Action for Sustainable Development, the Rio Declaration on Environment and Development, and the Statement of Forest Principles. Where we find, in Chapter 14, again, promoting sustainable agriculture and rural development, implement policies to influence land tenure and positive rights, property rights positively with due recognition of the minimum size of land holding required to maintain production and check further fragmentation. Kind of a nasty, nasty little thing there. Every time we have policies being established from the international community to influence land tenure and property rights, I always perk up when I read words like that. Formulate, introduce, and monitor policies, laws, and regulations and incentives leading to sustainable agricultural and rural development and improve food security, Senate Bill 510, and the development and the transfer of appropriate farm technologies, including, where appropriate, low-input sustainable agriculture, or LISA systems, L-I-S-A, LISA systems, all right? But notice how it's being done from the international level. As globalism transitions from global to local, we need to be prepared locally. A vigilant and informed and an educated audience here this morning. We need to be prepared to take action locally and act upon the things we learn. Formulate, introduce, and monitor policies, laws, regulations, and incentives. That's free money. That's grants and aid. Review policies with respect to improving, notice the policies, not law, policy. Administrative Procedures Act. Administrative agencies. Review policies with respect to improving harvesting, storage, processing, distribution, and marketing of products at the local, national, and regional levels. Of course, what the United Nations gives with one hand, they take back with the other. Look at the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Whatever they give with one hand sounds so generous, they take back with the other. Don't ever go up against the United Nations or you lose all those rights. Promote social and economic research and policies that encourage sustainable agricultural development, particularly in fragile ecosystems and densely populated areas. That's both sides of the pole. Identify storage and distribution problems affecting food availability. Support research where necessary to overcome these problems and cooperate with producers and distributors to implement improved practices and systems, even if that means contaminating the entire seed stock of the planet with genetically modified seeds by Monsanto and Syngenta and the other companies out there that are involved in that process. Forget about having a side of pork with your neighbor. You're going to have to get them all from Creekstone or some one of the other growers that grow these hogs in hog sheds by the thousands and thousands. These hogs never get a sun ray on them unless they stand by one of the screened-in windows on the side of the shed. It's the same thing with your butterball turkeys at Thanksgiving, and the same goes for your broiler chickens and your hot wings at the local get-and-go. Governments at the appropriate level with the support of the relevant international and regional organizations should, coulda, woulda, shoulda, should cooperate actively to expand and improve the information on early warming systems. We talked about that before. On food and agriculture at both the regional and the national levels. Of course, we're having the early warning systems at the TSA as they feel your breasts and examine your sanitary pad as you try and get on an airplane. United Nations agencies such as the FAO, the World Bank, the IFAD, and GATT, and regional organizations, bilateral donor agencies, and other bodies should, within their respective mandates, would that be like a territory, a mandate? Assume a role working with national governments in the following activities. Okay, so we've got the United Nations working, implementing all of these documents, all of these policies from the international level as globalism transitions from global to local. We find it impacting us locally. And we wonder, how would it be, or how could it be, that the senators, or the Senate whores, depending on how you look at it, how could it be that they would actually and actively go against the people of their several states with this kind of draconian legislation that would make it a crime to possess raw milk or wash your vegetables and share them with your neighbors, how could it possibly be that a senator could be such a creep? It's because they're getting their marching orders from on high. They're getting it from the international community. And, of course, because they are globalist, they hearken to the words of George Soros and Marie Strong and the other globalists at the top of the pile, the Henry Kissingers and the Zbigniew Brzezinskis, the Trilateral Commission, and the Bilderbergs, and all the people that you know about. All right. Continuing, strengthen and establish national, regional, and international systems and networks to increase the understanding of the interaction between agriculture and the state of environment. Identify ecologically safe and sound technologies and facilitate the exchange of information on data sources, policies, and techniques and tools of analysis. This is all of the communications through the IT, you know, the information technologies. This is why we need to have this interconnected, interoperable world system with one monetary system operative globally so we can get away from all this pesky foreign exchange rate. Of course, there's other people that are looking at capitalism as really the problem. Some people like the idea of capitalism. Some people understand the roots of capitalism and understand that it transitioned us into a very unusual situation. Heard a rather unusual broadcast last evening in regards to the Catholic perspective on all of this. Fascinating. Fascinating indeed. I'll be studying more about that, and I'll get back to you on it. Governments at the appropriate levels and with the support of the relevant international and regional organizations. You can see that international and regional organizations as the United States provides competitive edge technology and weaponry to Israel. And the same thing goes elsewhere. Governments at the appropriate level and with the support of the relevant international and regional organizations should assist farming households and communities to apply technologies related to improving food production and security, including storage, monitoring of production and distribution. That's the National Animal Identification System and this Food Bill 510. All right? It's not going to help the households out. It's not going to assist the farming households and or their communities, but they will apply technologies related to improve food production and security. That means you need to quit producing it. We need to let the experts produce it. We need to let the big corporations, you know, produce it. You're not qualified. You haven't been licensed. You haven't been trained. You haven't been certified. We can't possibly inspect all you pesky little gardeners. So put your green thumbs back in your pockets and go inside. Put down your trowels and your peat moss and go indoors. Stop growing all those vegetables, if you don't mind, please. Involve and train local economists. That ought to give you a heads up right there. Planners and analysts to initiate national and international policy review and develop frameworks for sustainable agriculture. And go visit with your university extension council and find out all about best practices and all the things that the county agents have been implementing in your lifetime, not just in the United States, but around the world. All right, we send our FFA students, you know, the Future Farmers of America, we send them globally. We send them around the world. And they go train others. Establish legal measures to promote access of women to land. What's up with that? Establish legal measures to promote access of women to land. Well, what that basically says is that this is equity. All right, this is equity. This goes all the way back to England, long time ago. We're just kind of rolling the clock back. Remove biases in their involvement in rural development. Well, we're all out of time for today. Be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. Liberty realitystickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.